Welcome back to another episode of the Packs What She Said podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. If you have not checked out our episode from earlier this week with the one and only Mina Kimes, please make sure you're doing that. It was fantastic. It wasn't just a Seahawks recap. We also talked about the NFC playoff picture, how the Packers stack up, favorable matchups for them and unfavorable matchups going into the postseason. And it was just a good time. Mina's the best. So make sure you check that one out if you haven't seen it already. But yeah. Perry, we're here today to talk about the Saints game, Monday Night Football. Saints coming into Lambeau Field. Packers are 10-4, hosting the 5-9 New Orleans Saints, fielding half a football team at this point. So injured, decimated by injuries. And it's a win and in scenario for the Packers. So above all else, win on Monday night and you're in the playoffs.
That it is. One more win and they've clinched a spot. They get to do it at home if they'd like. They get to do it on primetime if they'd like. This is yet another primetime game that the Packers have had this season. It is number five that they have this season. I think the most of any other team. Part of me feels like they didn't flex Packers Vikings because they've just had too many Packers games on primetime and doesn't have as good of playoff implications as the other matchup, but I digress. Yes, win and in. This is a game the Packers should win. I'm not sure how much there is to say about this team. They've had, they have a new quarterback at center. It's Spencer Rattler game. No Derek Carr. They have, you said it, a number of players injured. Alvin Kamara is doubtful to play. Chris Olave is likely not going to play. We saw Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a familiar face and name, questionable to play. Juwan Johnson, questionable to play. So not the best offensive line in the league either. This is one that this Packers pass rush should get after. So to me, a big mismatch on both sides of the ball that the Packers should exploit, get the win on Monday night and clinch that playoff spot.
Yeah, and it's just a really tough position for the Saints to be in because they're really out of things at this point. I guess they could win out and potentially still be alive in the playoff picture, but no Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, also season-ending injury. So Alvin Kamara, you mentioned already. So their backfield going into Monday night is Kendre Miller and obviously Jamal Williams, who we love. Yeah, but both of them have 130 rushing yards or less on the season. Both have one touchdown. I think they have like 30-ish attempts apiece running the ball. So just, it's going to look like a completely different offense for the Saints team. Alvin Kamara really was the bell cow, not only in the backfield, 950 rushing yards, but yeah, led the team in receiving yards, which one is a testament.
He is their offense. Like, he is their offense. You know, we always go on the show saying like, there's that one guy you have to take care of. And if he was playing, that's who we'd be talking about on this show. Like, we'd be like, Packers have one job, and it is to stop Alvin Kamara. So they don't even have that one job on Monday.
And I think that, you know, the flip side of that then is this needs to be a really dominant victory for the Packers, right? Like, we saw the Saints and take it to the Commanders, really, who are by all means a playoff team. They're vying for the seventh seed, likely will lock that up, but they're, you know, the Saints played them down to the wire. They, you know, had the conversion and they missed it. And then the Commanders ended up winning. So I think this is one, especially at Lambeau Field primetime going into, you know, the holiday break, it's important to win this one in a really dominant fashion, not only secure your spot in the playoffs, but keep stacking those wins, right? They're on what, four straight games of 30 plus points, Jordan Love interception free in four games. Like, just keep building that momentum because we know next week against the Vikings is going to be a really big challenge.
Yeah, 100%. And we can flip back to maybe finish out the Saints offense because I don't think there's much to say. Like, to your point about the backfield, the Packers have been great on the ground. We've seen them be able to stop like much more prolific rushing attacks this season. So I think they're going to make Spencer Rattler really one-dimensional and have to pass the ball. And I don't think he has too many weapons to really pass the ball. So I think this is a good opportunity for the Packers passing defense to have a really nice day. You don't want to have one of those like Titans games experiences from a few seasons ago, right? Where you're like, why are they passing to nobodies? Like, you want to really kind of shut them down. And I think Jeff Hafley's defense can do that. To your point about the offense, this is a really – this is an older defense, the Saints. Like, you look at some of these names and, like, these guys have been playing for forever, which – that there's a lot to say about vet presence, but I do think that the speed the Packers have on offense, if they can make this into a track meet game, a tackling game, which the Saints have been known to be very bad at this season, making first tackles, they're going to kind of run away with this one. The speed of Jaden Reed and Christian Watson, the ability for Josh Jacobs to break a tackle and have a big open field run, I just see them kind of keeping this game on the ground until the Saints make them do anything else. But if they can, they're going to be able to beat them through the air too.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about a Packers team that is also getting healthy still at the right time, which is nice. Jair's a full participant again this week, so we're not sure if he'll play Monday night. Probably not entirely needed on Monday, but I think it'd be nice to get him out there before the Vikings game, him warmed up, shake some of the rust off before, you know, you go up against guys like Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. So we'll see what that's like for him. Javon Bullard still sounds week to week with the ankle. And then, of course, Quay Walker went out last week with an ankle injury. He seems week to week as well. So crisis averted as far as the severity of those injuries, but we'll see what the defense looks like. Promising at least that Edgerrin Cooper is, you know, so far living up to the billing that everyone expected from the former second rounder. Goals. Rookie, and hopefully he's on the field the entire time this week and not rotating in, because he really deserves to be an every down backer.
I completely agree with you. That's my hope as well, is that this past week proves to this coaching staff that he needs to be on the field at all times. I don't know how you look at his performance in the last game and say, no, I'm going to give you only 40% of snaps now, especially with the Quay injury too. Like, there's just now a need for him to be on the field, but I think at this point he's proven that he deserves those snaps. And it's not to say that McDuffie or Eric Wilson have not played soundly and well this season, but the athleticism and the skill level that Edgerrin Cooper brings over the two of them is just so – the ceiling and the floor is so much far above the other two linebackers.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is also a really good game for the pass rush to continue. 7 sacks again. By PFF, he is beyond that. The line is kind of beat up. So if there's an area for this Packers edge to attack, it's certainly the tackle spots. And especially against a young quarterback like Spencer Rattler, he's taken 14 sacks in his 4 games. Packers could really kind of build momentum. Kingsley Enagbare has had really great, you know, game. Brenton Cox, I think, has like 3 sacks in 5 games this season only that he's played in. So nice to see those guys ascending.
Yeah, 100%. Just building off the last game, like, I mean, Mina said it in our show too, like, this is the weak point of this Packers defense. So they're going to have to start to get hot at this time in the season, especially going into the games they have down the stretch and potentially who they're going to see in the off season. They're not there yet. So get after it. This is the perfect game to kind of just like tee off and get after it.
Yeah. So let's talk about, obviously, you know, we joked this would be a short show. It really will be, because there's not a ton to talk about with the Saints team. But there is a path to the playoffs for the Packers if they don't win on Monday night, which of course we think they will. We'll do score predictions at the end. But technically the Packers can clinch a playoff spot before playing on Monday night. They need a couple different scenarios to happen. So depending on your rooting interests, however you want that to shake out. But first they need the Falcons at 7-7 to either lose or tie so that they cannot be a contender for the wild card race. Then they would need either of the Seahawks or the Rams, both 8-6, to lose or tie to again take them out of the wild card race. So we know the Seahawks are hosting the Vikings, so you maybe don't want to root against the Seahawks this week. Completely understandable. Packers, of course, should take care of business on Monday night, but there are those two opportunities for the Packers to walk into Monday Night Football having already secured a playoff spot.
Okay. I think just keep winning.
I like that one better too.
Keep winning. And again, I don't, it's an any given Sunday, Monday vibe, right? You never know, the other team gets paid too. But I think this mismatch, I don't feel like there are too many weaknesses. I don't feel like any of the Packers' weaknesses are ones that the Saints have the capability of exploiting to the point where they could lose this game, realistically. The Packers would have to have like some drastically dramatic problem breakdown. I mean, I think, not putting this into the universe necessarily, but like the path to victory for the Saints is like pick sixing Jordan Love, like just like taking, having their defense do some heavy lifting for them. So yeah, clean football from Jordan, and they have this in the bag.
Yeah, and it's been very, very clean offensive plays from, you know, last 4 weeks, 5 weeks, really, if you don't count the lone pick against the Bears. So really dominant performances from the offense, and points kind of left on the board, right? You know, they're putting up 30 plus, and they still have the capacity to be scoring more, I think, which is a really good sign for both the offense and the defense, forcing turnovers and giving this offense more cracks at it. Another interesting matchup to kind of circle on your calendar, if you're looking for football to watch on Sunday, the Eagles will be at the Commanders. So that could be another wild card weekend matchup that we see here. If the Commanders earn the 7th seed and the Eagles stay as the 2nd seed, then we'll see that one again. So also, you know, potentially depending on how you're rooting, you might want the Eagles to win that one so that they could potentially steal the number 1 seed from the Lions or the Vikings. So
yeah,
lots of really good football games down the stretch, and a lot of scoreboard watching, I think, not even just for the Packers, but to see how some of these playoff pictures shake out. All right, Perry, we have gotten to the point of the show very quickly today, but where we need to talk about score predictions and final thoughts. I think our final thoughts are play clean football and win the game. So
100%. Yeah.
So what's the score look like to you?
35-10.
Okay, so you're going fully.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care of business. Defense looking good. I think they can make Spencer Rattler like knock him off his spot, not be able to do much. They don't have weapons. So this should be a big game for this team.
They are, I think, like 13.5 point favorites going with the betting odds, which is very rare. You don't often see two touchdown favorites in the league much at this point, but I really want to see them eclipse 40. And I don't know if this is the week, you know, maybe not. It's snowy, it's cold. But I think maybe a final thought is that I want to see Matt LaFleur be a little bit more aggressive. I want to see some of these fourth down attempts. I don't want to necessarily see them kicking field goals if they get inside the red zone. You know, at worst, you're making Spencer Rattler and a beat up offense march 90 yards down the field, right? Instead of taking three. Like, I think those are wins for the Packers. So I would love to see like 38 points, 42 points. That feels really lofty, but yeah, I think there's unequivocally the Packers hold the Saints under 20.
Yeah. I mean, I just view this as such a big run game. Like if I was a betting woman, which I'm not, I'd say Josh Jacobs is closer to the 200 yard mark in this game than the 100 yard mark. Just because again, the Saints have been so bad defensively against the run. They're a terrible tackling team. And that is Josh Jacobs' bread and butter. And you said it's going to be cold. We saw the way the Packers came out early in the game against the Seahawks and just handed him the ball. And I think that game plan carries over.
Yeah, they're allowing 4.9 yards per attempt, 30th in the league. So Josh Jacobs and company are going to have a really fun day on the ground. Probably no Luke Musgrave this week, but it would be fun to see him back as well, because I think he's really the only piece that's missing from this offense at this point, which is really nice. Romeo Dobbs, of course, coming back, having a phenomenal game, really puts the offense kind of into perspective when you have weapons in every phase. It's hard to guard all three of those guys, and it's really nice for the Packers to have their full arsenal ready for a playoff push. But that's all we got for Packs What She Said. Make sure, again, you're checking out the episode with Mina Kimes. This was the Packers Saints recap. We'll see you sometime next week to talk about hopefully a dominant victory, talk about the Packers being in the playoffs. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Enjoy the holidays with your family. And we'll see you next week. Find us at PAX What She Said on YouTube, everywhere you find your favorite podcasts, on Spotify, Perry at Perry _Goldstein, me at Maggie J. Loney. Thank you as always for listening, and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.